Adopted, 1399.
Authorize contract with the World Council on City Data for joining a global network of cities that are improving city services and quality of life with open data.
Okay, give us an overview of this, please.
Sure. Good morning. Andrew Scott, I'm the City Budget Director, and with me is Susan Anderson from Planet Sustainability and Alexis Estevez from the City Budget Office as well. And I just want to give a little bit of an overview of this. This is a little bit of a technical ordinance, but also sort of exciting, and so we wanted to give you a sense of what we're entering into here. What the proposed ordinance does is it authorizes a contract between the City of Portland and the World Council on City Data. You may be familiar with the WCCD, but if you're not, they are an international nonprofit located up in Canada, and they've really been engaged in this effort to create an international standard that would allow cities to compare data between one another for benchmarking and other performance purposes. And somewhat recently, they have actually gotten an official ISO, it's an International Standards Organization certification, and Alexis is going to talk a little bit more about that, but an ISO standard that actually develops 100, there's 100 different metrics that allow cities to compare themselves to one another. And so there's been some work on this before in the Planning Bureau and some interest from Portland State University, and I was actually at a conference last year where they sought me out because they knew I was from Portland and really wanted Portland to participate in this. The agreement is $5,000, so it's very low cost. And it's really exciting because what it's going to allow us to do is really, I think, up our performance management game even further than what we've been doing. We've been including performance measures in our city budget since 1977, and we've been increasing over the last few years the release of those performance metrics and analytics through some online dashboards and key performance measures developed by the bureaus, et cetera. And what this engagement with the World Council on City Data is going to allow us to do is really improve that performance even further. It's going to make sure that we're the City of Portland receives the specialized certification that the standards we're using do meet these international standards. It's going to allow us to incorporate some of the applicable measures from this ISO standard into our own performance measurement system. And then I think most importantly, it's going to allow Portland to collectively learn and compare ourselves to peers from throughout the world. This includes Boston, San Diego, Los Angeles, soon the United States, and then Amsterdam, Toronto, Buenos Aires, and Melbourne as some international examples as well. Susan's going to discuss the connection to the Portland Plan and the Comprehensive Plan, but first I just wanted to give Alexis Estevez a chance to talk a little bit more about the standard. He is a Hatfield Fellow that we've had with us from Portland State University. He's also a Fulbright Scholar, so we've been fortunate enough to keep him after his Hatfield Fellowship finishes in February. We're going to keep him till the end of his Fulbright Scholarship later on the summer before he returns to Argentina to take all of the great knowledge he has here back there.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Well, Alexis Estevez, City Budget Office. ISO 37120 is a global standard on sustainable development of communities that provides indicators that are applicable to any local government that undertakes to measure its performance in a comparable and verifiable manner, irrespective of size and location. The World Council on City Data will certify Portland's progress on these 100 indicators and include the city in its Global Cities Registry, an interactive tool that provides visualizations and trend analysis for everyone from students to city leaders to explore, compare, benchmark, and forecast utilizing the data that is provided by cities. Portland, as a city that is deliberate in its systematic acquisition of knowledge, develops mechanisms to store, disseminate, and, with this engagement, verify its acquired knowledge and apply it to solve local problems. With this engagement, the city will support the exchange of ideas about policies and practices in order to validate present performance, benchmark against others, and shape a long-term strategic change. I'd like to especially thank John Fink, Senior Advisor to the President at Portland State University, for his collaboration in having this engagement take place, as well as his contribution with data collection, especially in state-level metrics, and also Shannon Carney, Performance Management Analyst at the City Budget Office, for her leadership in this project. Director Anderson will discuss the connections of this initiative with the vision instructed by the Portland Plan and the Comprehensive Plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Susan.
Susan Anderson, Director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I figured I only had five or six items on here today, so I should join this one, too, to make it seven. I'm really excited to join Andrew and also Portland State University to promote the use and collection of quality data and to learn from other cities. And more importantly, really, to take action because of the things we learned from all of the other cities. As you know, one of the components of the Portland Plan is that there are a dozen measures of success, and these metrics are related to everything from environmental health to economic prosperity and housing. The 12 measures of success are a snapshot of how we were in 2012 when we adopted the plan, and they highlight the challenges that stand between where we were then and where we want to go. We are currently completing a report of the success and status of the Portland Plan and the 142 action items and the 12 key measures of success. That report will show how we're doing, and it'll show where we've improved and in areas where we've actually gotten worse. In January, Andrew and I will be back with a report on the Portland Plan and those measures of success and the 142 action items and let you know where we are and what we propose doing next. One of the great things I think about this project is that the metrics from the World Council on City Data provide a really nice match with the Portland Plan's data. They really overlap. We aren't going to have we already collect a lot of this information, but it also gives us a way to sort of benchmark ourselves against other cities, which is really important. I think the comparison will show us where we have opportunities not just to learn from other cities, but also where we are doing well and where we should feature ourselves and be able to tell the rest of the world about how we are doing well in a lot of areas. Finally, I think this project will help set the stage for offering more access to open data and so that the community at large can have a better opportunity to understand just how Portland is doing and the trends that are affecting people in Portland throughout the city. So I'm really pleased to support this project. It's a great partnership. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Okay, thank you all. Good presentation. We'll see if anybody wishes to testify on this.
I think there are a couple.
Anybody wish to testify on this item? Okay, come on up. Welcome. If you could just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes, and there's a clock right in front of you.
Okay, I'm John Fink. I'm senior advisor to the president at Portland State University, and I just want to echo what my colleagues here from the city have said about this opportunity that the World Council on City Data offers. In addition to all the things that they mentioned, it also opens the opportunity for us to get some additional federal funding through doing research that can be quantified and calibrated using these data sets and comparing what Portland is doing with other cities. And we have a really good track record of Portland State working with the city to get these kinds of grants, both in transportation and in BPS. And so this is another opportunity to do that. So very enthusiastic.
Thank you. Thank you, Portland State.
I just have to note that in nearly 8 years on the council, I can't think of another body other than the World Council on City Data that would be more likely to be appreciated by nerds and wonks like us. So thank you very much.
Okay, this is an emergency ordinance, but we don't have...
It's a non-emergency.
Oh, it's non-emergency?
Yeah.
Okay, so it moves to us.
I'm sorry, it has an emergency.
Yeah, it's confusing. The agenda shows it as a non-emergency, but the item has an emergency.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And it does say an emergency exists.
It does have a clause, correct.
Okay, but we lack the requisite... Right. Number of.
We'll wait till somebody
comes back to vote on this. And let's move to item